Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A coalition of legal groups and activists is kicking off a statewide tour this evening in Athens. The goal is to educate voters on their rights this election season. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more on the effort.
ACLU Georgia, Common Cause Georgia, and others are embarking on what they call the Save Our Democracy Tour. They'll travel to 17 Georgia cities where they'll share the basics like how to register to vote and how to use early voting. Earl Ellis, political director of ACLU Georgia, says they will also cover what to do if a voter is met with resistance at their polling place.
And to make sure that no one is being rejected for any improper or illegal reason.
After a first stop in Athens, the tour moves to Macon this weekend. Georgians have until the 9th of October to register to vote. Early voting begins 6 days later. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Atlanta Dream season came to an end last night against the Washington Mystics in the WNBA semifinals. The Dream fell 86-81 in front of their home crowd at McCamish Pavilion, ending their chance to play for a championship. Head coach Nikki Collins spoke about the emotional loss after the game.
Just got done balling in the locker room, so sorry if my mascara is a little messy. But I'm incredibly proud of this team. Super proud of these guys. So emotional for me.
Atlanta has played in the WNBA Finals 3 times in league history, has never won the championship. Washington will face the Seattle Storm in this year's finals, which begin on Friday. This week, the federal government launched a new program to help farmers in the wake of a potential trade war. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
Earlier this year, President Trump announced tariffs on some $200 billion worth of imported goods from China. China retaliated by announcing tariffs of their own, many directed at farmers. Speaking at the Georgia State Capitol this week, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said the program will help offset some losses.
No way can we make farmers whole, and that really wasn't the goal necessarily, but it was to try to rectify some of the damage done by the unfair tariffs that others have imposed.
The Market Facilitation Program will spend up to $12 billion to help farmers find new markets. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, Sonny Perdue, whom we heard there, former Georgia governor as well, is the reason why President Donald Trump endorsed Brian Kemp in Georgia's gubernatorial race. The Daily Caller released a transcript of an Oval Office interview with Trump yesterday. The transcript says, the president says, quote, "I did that for Sonny Perdue," referring to Kemp. Trump's last-minute backing of Kemp led the Secretary of State to rout Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle in the July GOP primary election. Kemp faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. The Pentagon today released the name of the Fort Benning soldier who died Monday in Afghanistan. Army Command Sergeant Major Timothy Ballard of West Virginia died. Another service member was wounded in an alleged attack by an Afghan National Police officer. U.S. military officials say the suspect has been arrested. Ballard was part of the 3rd Squadron, 1st Security Force Assistance Brigade, stationed at the base near Columbus in West Georgia. The Invisible Histories Project is on a mission to collect and preserve the South's LGBT history. It began in Alabama and is now expanding to Georgia and Mississippi. The project documents organizations, businesses, and media and looks to tell the stories of ordinary people. Josh Burford is one of its founders.
If you're living in rural South Georgia and you've been out and you've been living an LGBT life, we want to know who you are. We want to preserve your history.
Burford says they're partnering with the University of West Georgia to begin archiving Georgia's LGBT past. They hope to expand the project to schools and libraries statewide. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.